It's hard sometimes to keep hearing the news from Syria. The war grinds on, and when it seems like it can't get any worse, somehow it does. The story now is the continued airstrikes on eastern Aleppo. That's the rebel-held part of Syria's largest city. A small group of the remaining doctors there have been pleading for help. Last week, they wrote an open letter to President Obama saying, "We don't need tears, we need action." One of the physicians who signed that letter is an OBGYN named Dr. Farida. She uses only a first name for security reasons. We reached her on Skype today in eastern Aleppo. You can hear the sound of airstrikes in the background.
These days, they are bombing us aggressively. Last night, we have a woman who was bleeding during delivery. And we stayed 4 hours beside her, and she's good now.
Dr. Farida, did I just hear a noise there? Was that some sort of attack that I just heard?
It's attack, sir. It's normal. It's away from me, not next to me. These voices are all the time.
Do you and the doctors and patients you work with feel safe inside the place where you're working?
No, it's not safe. I work at the third floor in my hospital. And many times the walls was perforated. So every woman came to the hospital, she knows that there is a danger on her life. So they just get to give the delivery or give the birth and then go home. She escapes to home because she knows our hospital is always targeting. And then near to my home, always there's an airstrikes always. Every day, every morning and every night there is an airstrikes. The glass in my kitchen is on the ground. I stay now without windows.
Do you sleep in your house at night with those open windows?
Yeah. Sometimes I sleep at bathroom. I accommodate with this situation.
What keeps you doing the work you're doing as a doctor?
I love my work and I love the patients and I love little babies.
Do you have any children?
Yeah, I have a little daughter. She's 7 years.
And is she staying at home?
Yeah. When the airplane is close to my house, I tell her to go to the bathroom and I give her an iPad and just to make her to watch a movie or to play a game, just to not to hear anything.
Just to get her
but
mind off of it.
She's afraid always. She's afraid.
Dr. Farida, you're a doctor and your job is to bring new babies into the world. Is that a difficult thing when you're bringing them into a setting of war and destruction?
It's difficult. It's very, very, very difficult. And when the woman comes to the hospital, she has to be happy when she has a little baby. But when she go to hospital and when she saw all that people who have lost his leg, she goes out so bad. I see things which I can't imagine that I will see one day. One woman came to us without her legs. She was pregnant. She lost her legs. When I was a doctor, when I was in the university, I can't imagine that this is will happen in Syria. But now I see everything. You can't imagine this.
Dr. Farida, are you the only OBGYN left at your hospital?
The only female OBG. Now the airstrike has a bomb next to my house. Now, can you hear this?
Yes, right now we can hear it.
It's always. I accommodate with this situation.
Is there any message you want to send to our listeners? Anything you want to say about the situation in Aleppo and what you need?
Bashar al-Assad is a monster and everyone cooperate with him. No one cares about us. No one cares about us as doctors. And always the doctors are dying in their hospitals. And the people here are humans. We are not animals, but no one cares. But we have God, and God will help us.
Dr. Farida is an OBGYN and one of the few remaining doctors in besieged eastern Aleppo. She does not use a full name for security reasons. Thank you so much, Dr. Farida.
Thank you, Carol.